Rediscover your passion and begin building a strong, vibrant, and happier life to get you from where you are to the life you were born to live. From Wall Street to Main Street, we bring it all right here inside of Energy Bar. A movement, a mission, a purpose-driven collection of individuals who truly desire change. There's a new nation, a new revolution, a new movement that has come upon the horizons, and it is taking over, dominating. And if you haven't heard about it, you're about to be introduced to an extremely powerful network that would truly inspire you to make changes, to take a second look at your life, to readjust your mission and your life's plan. It's neither black nor white, nor Democrat nor Republican, neither rich nor poor, but it's one. It is the Inspire Network, ladies and gentlemen. And I have the privilege today to introduce to you a very powerful movement right here on the Energy Bar. And I want you to help me welcome my guest today, who is one of the founders of Inspire Network, and that is N-S-P-I-R-E, Mr. Damon Crump, the man himself right here on today's Energy Bar. Welcome to the Energy Bar.
Hey, Damon. Well, thank you, Dr. Wilson. Thank you so much for having me as an esteemed guest on the panel today, and I look forward to just exploring and having a phenomenal conversation with you today, Dr. Wilson.
I am too. I'm looking forward to this conversation since the moment I was introduced to the network and the products and the mission and the mission-driven businesses. I totally can connect with that on many different, on all levels. And as I took a look at the Inspire Network myself and also connected with you guys, I noticed that there are so many people that are so with such high energy. Now, let me tell you about this man, ladies and gentlemen, is that he, remember Katrina? He used that time to revamp his life and to remap and to get divine directions on the next step in his life. Damon Crump is not new to network marketing at all. He is a veteran in the field, and he has been a teacher and a trainer. He's a sought-after teacher and trainer in the area of network marketing. And I know a number of people in that field, but his bio is phenomenal. So he teaches and trains others on how to get their message out there and to how to be better leaders and more effective marketers. But to know your history, Damon, and how you have taken the events of Katrina and turned it into something positive for yourself and your family, and also for many other peoples with the potential of changing millions of lives. I want us to take a journey, because I always believe that people don't care what you sell until they know that you care. What is it about that time in your life that opened you up to bigger things?
Well, I want to say this, Dr. Wilson. One of the things that, and one of the philosophies that I personally live by is live what you train. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, a lot of the training and the different things that I share with people globally now, it's not things that I've read out of a book. You know, some people are like robots. They'll read something from a phenomenal a leadership author like a John C. Maxwell, a Brian Tracy, Jim Rohn. And what they'll do is become robots and just repeat what they read. But for me, I'm the individual that likes to have stories of overcoming challenges that life throws at you. So going back to the Katrina story, that was a great time for me to begin to exemplify a lot of the leadership skills that I was already learning. You know, with a wife and four kids and the devastation of really wiping everything out that you had, you worked so hard for, I have a special needs son that's in a wheelchair. So now I had to uproot my family and move to Atlanta, Georgia with 2 days worth of clothes, because when we evacuated, we thought we were going back to our home and our normal lifestyle. So basically, Dr. Faye, what I had to do was start all over again. And for me, that was a perfect time for me to implement the things that I did read and now to create the story that is now happening currently with my life. So what I begin to do is roll my sleeves up in Atlanta, begin to engage my wife and my kids into the community, got them in school, and I bought a home a few months later. I remember my family was like, are you okay? Is something wrong with you? And they didn't understand that I was trying to get my mother and my brothers and my sisters and my family members that was in Atlanta to see, guys, we got to move on with our life. We can't no longer play victim. The hurricane is over. It happened. What are we going to do? So many of those people were still in shock, and we were moving on. But my thing that I'm saying is I always had a hunger and a thirst for leadership. I always had a hunger and a thirst for business. So for me, this was the perfect time. Atlanta is the second most entrepreneurial city in the United States. So for me, that was a perfect breathing ground for me to begin to explore my gifts, things I wanted to do, people I wanted to meet. And lo and behold, here we are now. It was a great platform for Katrina to wash us out of there and direct me into Atlanta, Georgia, that now my wife and kids have called it home for the last 12 plus years. And now, Dr. Faye, we've been able to launch our business career from that unfortunate incident, but now it's been able to take us to levels that we only dream of in terms of what Katrina was able to do. Back to you.
What a great story. What a great testimony. When we take a look at the tragedies that so many of us experience and so many people experience, many times people become victimized and stay in those places and stay in those struggling places, because to be a victim or a martyr, you stay in a place of struggling and depression and oppression, and you find yourself stuck, ladies and gentlemen, and have difficulty in getting out of those places. We're going to talk about the network here in a moment, Damon, but I want to I remembered Katrina, and I began to think about other events in our nation and in our world, how so often, because life moves on, we forget those people. There are still people that are still hurting from Katrina. Do you have friends and relatives that are still in that place, Damon?
Yes, I have a lot of family. Obviously, my whole family was from New Orleans, where we were. And, you know, still to this day, you see, yes, there is still family members that will bring it up. You know, I'm you know, Katrina, and as this basically, Dr. Wilson, as if the world owes them something. And I think that was the biggest part that people had to learn to get over. The world doesn't owe you nothing. You know, you can't continue to walk around with the victim syndrome. You got to really come out of that place. I was so glad to see the city started moving in the right direction. And the mindset of the city changed, because for a long time, many people that was from New Orleans was going around, you know, basically like everywhere they went, the world owed them something. Mm-hmm. Rather than understanding, hey, guys, it's time to get on with life. That incident has happened. I mean, you know, many people were getting the free apartments and the food stamps and the free food. And I'm just not that guy. You know, and that's one thing for my wife and kids, you know, that I explained. I never went getting the lines to wait for free food or a free apartment, because for me, I always had the mindset, let somebody who really need that, let them get it, not for us, because we are able bodies with visionaries. So let's capitalize on where our life is at right now. Let's make the best of it, because eventually what I truly realized is that when you go through challenges like Katrina, that's a blessing for you. And the reason why it's a blessing, because what it does is it causes you, when you're speaking to people, to eliminate all their excuses. Mm-hmm. And now you can't say, I don't know what it's like, because people look at where our life is at now and they see the glory, but they don't know the story, and not realizing that, no, this man made a conscious decision not to be a victim, but to be a victor and conquer what he was facing. So that way now when I'm speaking to you about overcoming your challenges, it hits home because it's coming from somebody that lived it, that just not reading it or reciting it, but it's coming from experience. And the overcoming of the testimony is obviously the deliverance that's taking place with people now all over the world that's getting the opportunity to hear our story. Back to you, Dr. Wilson.
Absolutely. You know, when we are in that place where the fires are really hot, the storms are just really severe, it's not a place where we can deny that the storms exist or deny that the fire is there or deny that there's hardship and disappointments. But what you did, and what I want people to hear, because definitely we are in a generation where there's such a spirit of entitlement. There's such a spirit of you owe me and bail out and, you know, these externals, when God gave us everything that we need, that is in the house. It's always been within us. And it is in those turbulent times that we tap into our own greatness. We don't realize how great we are until we go through the fire, until we go through the storm. And we have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that we have what it takes on the inside. As Damon Crump is bringing it to us today, right here from the Nation of Inspire, this movement, Inspire. And we're going to talk in detail about this network and how it was founded, with their co-founders also that are inside of this network, and the products that this network, and you feel the energy and you see the, you feel the mission and you feel the revolution that's breaking forward forth, as Damon was sharing with us how he moved on even in spite of what he and his family were experiencing, and with a special needs son and looking at all of these things that are going on outside, he chose to tap in to what was inside. And so, Damon, you're in Atlanta. It's this Katrina aftermath, and that was a horrific storm, but it did not keep on storming on the inside of yourself. So what was some of the first steps that you took physically, naturally, so in order to get your life moving again? Because you
I wanted
people to hear that you did not accept the housing, the foods, and all that. So people are thinking, well, what did you do? How did you survive? How did you get through that time?
Well, one of the things that my wife and I, you know, we're advocates of is first of all, people don't know that there are several modules of knowledge. For example, you have modeling knowledge, you have learned knowledge, and there's a thing called applied knowledge. And very few people make it to the applied arena. Once they learn something, they don't apply it. Most people like going to motivational speaking events, whether it be sitting in Tony Robbins' audience or hearing Les Brown, and they love to fill out a notebook full of notes, but they'll never apply anything that they learned. So for us, this was application time. So one of the things that we did when we were there, we obviously wanted to know, hey, where were the business owners at? Because my wife and I, we had been entrepreneurs since 1994. So Katrina came in 2005. So literally, what's that? I would say maybe 11 years or whatever that number is. We were already entrepreneurs. We already had the mindset of owning things. So just because we was in Atlanta, we didn't want to change that. So one of the things that we did, I started a shrimping business. I had a shrimp import business. So literally, I started importing shrimp from New Orleans to Atlanta. That was the business I started. And then I had a friend of mine that introduced me to direct sales, to the industry that I'm currently in now, in 2006 of October. I'll never forget that. Literally almost a year after Katrina, because my antennas was open to business in Atlanta. And they owned the Century 21 franchise, him and his wife. And they gave me the call to come on out to see a business opportunity. And I'll never forget, it was on a Saturday. They called me on a Monday, and I went because it was what I was praying for. You know what happens, you know, Dr. Faye, with most people is that they pray for breakthroughs. They ask for it. And then now when it's delivered, they never show up. You know, people like yourself may have individuals, you may tell them, you know, listeners that you have all over the world, hey guys, I'm having an event, come on out. You know, but they always have an excuse. They always have a reason why they can't make it. But they're always praying. They're always asking, going back to what I was started with by saying, most people don't understand applied knowledge. It's time now for you to take action, for you to get your breakthrough, for you to get what it is you're looking for. You got to take action. And that's the part that most people never do, and why they always remain sometimes in the rut that they're in. For us, that's how we moved on with our life. We started a shrimping business, and then we transitioned into direct sales. And now since 2006 of October, that's the way I've been feeding my family full time since that time, in terms of this industry. What a phenomenal industry. And I'm a perfect testimony to that. Back to you.
Absolutely. It sounds that way. don't sit by the pool waiting for somebody else to put you in when the pool is within reach. Everything that we have in this world came out of someone. It did not start on the outside. It started from within. Everything is in the house. The kingdom of God is within. I mean, I'm a Christian. That's my faith. That's what I walk. That's what I live. That's what I breathe. I do this show, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm coming from a place of wholeness, nothing missing and nothing broken, to reach people from all over the world, regardless of your walk of life. And you may not be a Christian. You may not be a believer, but you have to understand this one thing, that the source of all things comes from within, and that there is nothing that you can do outside of yourself to sustain you, to give you that longevity that you're looking for, with peace and joy and happiness. All of these things come from within. And I want you to make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, DeMond is coming from a place of divine assignment, divine mission. And when you tap into that, regardless of the Katrinas that can come in your life, your world can change because you refuse to give up, cave in, and quit. We'll be back with more great conversation here today on the Energy Bar with one of the founders of Inspire, Mr. DeMond Crump. Be back in a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Hurricane Katrina was an extremely destructive and deadly tropical cyclone, and it destroyed many lives and homes, properties, relationships. Oh, it was devastating. It has kind of waned in the news because of all the other news that we are bombarded with. But every now and then, I have the opportunity to meet people who came through New Orleans, who came out of Katrina, who migrated and did not return because of divine assignment at a different address, or they just decided that's not where they wanted to live anymore. And today, if you're just tuning in, my guest today has been, let's see, Katrina was 2005, and now here we are over a decade later. He's telling the story of how he and his wife and their children went to Atlanta, and he took his business to Atlanta. He started using what was within him to continue his mission and his journey. DeMond Crump, one of the founders of Inspire Network, N-S-P-I-R-E, network.com. DeMond, I want you to tell us about the birthing of Inspire, and how did you get involved?
Well, first of all, Inspire came, to be honest and give you the snapshot of the full story. One of the co-founders, one of my partners, Mr. DeMond Coleman, he gave me a call. And here's the funny part, Dr. Wilson. It was literally divine, and I mean that in a very serious way, because Mr. Coleman and I weren't speaking at the time. We had a disagreement with business. We were all still casual and mutual in terms of our relationships and our friendships and people we knew. But when he called me, I saw his number flash across the phone. And to this day, I know why I answered now, but I'm like, I don't even know why I took your phone call at that particular time. So he called me. And the supplements that our company offer as well outside of our flagship product, I had the relationship with the doctors, and he was getting rave reviews about our healthy product that we had for the male prostate. So he was like, look, I'm over 40 years old. I heard about your product. He says, I was just calling so I could find out, how do I get it from you? And then he said, you know what? Now that I'm thinking, this could be a perfect marriage in what we're about to launch and what you have. He says, would you come to Tampa, Florida and meet with me and several individuals? And I was like, of course. At this time, I'm having this relationship with the doctors, and I'm selling these products. I mean, they're flying off the shelf. And I said, absolutely. That means more sales. Come and meet with more people. And when I went there, I was able to see the demonstration and the concept of our flagship product, our Cherish products, that's now Cherish. And it was only a prototype. It was a vision at that time. And when I saw it immediately, here we go with applied knowledge, I immediately took action. Mm-hmm. Dr. Faye, that night, I was in someone's home, a businessman that I knew in Tampa, Florida. I went to his home and I demonstrated for him what I just saw. And then I went back to Atlanta. I called 25 people that was in my immediate circle of influence, all business owners, entrepreneurs. And I literally had a meeting on Monday morning at 11 a.m. after I saw it that weekend. Everybody said, I'm on board with the vision. And then the next thing they knew, a month later, we had almost 1,000 people beating the door down, wanting this product and wanted to get this thing going. So literally, they were taking their time building the company. But when I came on board, we threw more gas on the fire. So we had them to speed up the process. So Inspire was forced into fruition way before its time because the demand hadn't gotten so large. And by the time we started with this concept in October of 2016, by January of 2017, we had approximately 75,000 people that was ready to come on board and get started based upon them seeing the actual demonstration of the product. And once people see it, you can't deny what you just saw. That right. was a snapshot of the birth of Inspire.
Well, with so many people coming in such a short period of time, was the company ready for that level of growth?
No, ma'am, not at all. No, I don't think there's a company on the planet that could have been ready for that type of growth. That was unseen in the direct sales industry. And I am a student of this industry. No one has ever had those type of results. I mean, it would be phenomenal for you to have, 5,000 people come into a company in 6 months, especially a startup, a brand new concept, brand new company. If you were able to bring 5,000 people to the table, you did a phenomenal thing. So we were already at 75,000, only a few months in, of people wanting to get started. So formulation, and I'm glad you asked that, because most people, Dr. Wilson, they don't understand formulation. Formulation is when, obviously, you're putting the formula together. It's like any product you're mixing up or putting together. When you're in formulation, you're testing, you're trying, you're seeing what works, what doesn't work. And most people in business, they can't survive the formulation stage. It's too hard for them. That's why, a lot of these companies that people miss the stocks on, the Googles and the Facebooks and all of these guys, because people don't know that there were times Google was about to go out of business. I mean, literally, they were about to go out of business because they were going through formulation and many people were jumping ship on the investments. But for those that steady the course, they're rich beyond their wildest dreams right now. And that's the same thing with Inspire. We had the struggles, of getting products shipped and, product, taking longer than expected. And we were having technical challenges with the software company at the time that we were using, all of these things. And we had so many people that was coming in and so fast and wanted the product, so we were just overwhelmed. And now we were able to get to a beautiful place. But what's so amazing, off of a $5 product, we were able to do from May 23rd, 2017 to December 31st, 2017, $4.6 million with all of our challenges off of a $5 product.
Yeah.
Back to you, Dr. Wilson.
Persistent and consistency. Many entrepreneurs listen to our show, and that's another reason I definitely wanted to bring you you in, along with the fact that a couple of people introduced me to the idea, and I just knew that it was the thing to do, to bring this to light around the world so that women and men could be introduced to a product that was birthed out of integrity. And certainly, I believe is a product or a network whose time has come. And that's why the phenomenal outpouring, that's why the reception is so great, because people are hungry for something that is really of service to humanity. We've had a lot of stuff out there for far too long, and I'm especially interested in the feminine products, the feminine napkins, the panty liners, and all of these products that have been pushed and promoted for so long to women, and many, many women have gotten sick, have died because of the toxicity that's associated with so many of our feminine products. So ladies, I want you to pay attention, and I want you to stay tuned, because we're going to share how you can get connected and how you too can be a part of the Inspire Network and begin to change your life, your daughters, your granddaughters for generations to come. Because Damon, Inspire Network is a generational company, in my opinion. It is one of those companies that is creating legacy. And whenever legacy comes to the table, it takes on a different energy. It takes on a different face than just your traditional companies. And that's what I see. And I don't know where you are on that, but that is exactly what I see. That what's being built is not just for the profit end. It is for the profitable end, the long term. And it's going to be around here for many, many, many generations, as long as the earth remains. So I want you guys to pay attention, because we're going to share some more with you here as we continue this conversation. So Damon, inside of Inspire Network, and I hear the vision, I hear the mission, and you can start connecting with different people. The numbers are growing. And of course, the capital is now there. What else is happening? I know you have some products, and I do want to talk about the products. And I don't want our listeners to only go to the network to read about them. I want them to hear about this right here on Energy Bar. Tell us about the birthing of these products.
As I said before, we had the, I had the relationship with the doctors. I brought that piece to the table in terms of our, products that we have in reference to the male prostate. We have a product that's catered to men having a healthy prostate, all natural products formulated by two urology surgeons, their brothers. They have over 60 years collective experience together in the urology field. These guys, one of them is a prostate cancer survivor, survived prostate cancer. Also, we have an OBGYN. She was able to formulate the one product that we have for women in terms of our supplements that we have. And when you look at these five products, they're products that, many direct sales companies don't have. Three of them in particular, testosterone, a booster product for men, a healthy prostate product for men, and a brain product. Those are three of the five that's uncommon in the direct sales industry. But then when you start talking about our pads, our sanitary napkins for women in terms of our, panty liners, day pads, night pads, overnights, one of the things that we hang our hat on is just women being comfortable and drier with our product, because our cherished premium sanitary napkins currently right now are being called the world's most comfortable sanitary napkin. Just that simple. And it's not us making that claim. It's women, and it's women now all over the world that's actually using the product right now. Currently, women in Trinidad, Jamaica, we got people in France. We got people as far as Africa that have been able to get their hands on our products. And that's why we're getting so much pressure from these countries in reference to opening the doors of us doing business there. But one of the big things I do want to share, and I think this is very important, cause marketing. Dr. Wilson, this is very, very important to us. Most people don't understand the importance of cause marketing. For example, Susan G. Coleman, that's cause marketing. It's marketing with a cause. When you have Tom's shoes, when you buy a pair of Tom's shoes, you help a child in a developing country get a pair of shoes. So that's cause marketing. Well, we have that as well with our company, and it's our Now We Know campaign. And that's Now We N-O. It's not Now We K-N-O-W. It's Now We N-O dot net. And when an individual goes there, when they go to Now We Know, they have a chance to see the problem. And then we're able to point them to the solution, which would be a distributor's website. Because when a person goes there, if they have any type of health conscience, if they have any type of moral fiber in their body, not only would they not want that for themselves, what they've been getting off the shelves, but they wouldn't want another woman to go through that. And our Now We Know campaign, it wasn't just formulated for women, it was also formulated for men, because we were the ones that didn't know. As men, we were the ones that didn't know at all. We had no idea what our women went through on a monthly basis. And this cause tied with this product has been a home run for us. And this year, right now in 2018, we're projected to do $50 million because of the marketing plan that we have behind the Inspire Engine.
You know, what these products contain, women do need the education. And I think we've been too silent about it for far too long. And now that Cherish or Now We Know is available and Inspire Network is making a global appearance, that women will be more educated, and they and again, we can pass that along to our daughters and our sons, because our boys need education as well. Are there any plans to bring this into the academic arena as part of the education on this entire product line?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We would love to. Actually, right now, we're already moving in that direction over in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Currently, because we're actually set to open Jamaica in the next 60 to 90 days, we're looking at, a summer opening of Jamaica. But we've already been to the colleges there. We've been before many of the nursing and medical students at the college. They were blown away. So one of the things that we believe in doing is leading with the awareness campaign and getting doors open so people will host what's called community awareness events. To where now you can get individuals to come out, students, people you believe in, so they can literally hear. They can hear the message and the mission. And at these events, we're not there trying to recruit people to become distributor with us, get involved with our company. And we say it very plainly. Listen, guys, we're not here to get you involved with our company. We're not here, so much as to even really get you to buy our product. We want you to, don't get me wrong. But our main mission is to educate, and hopefully you're going to pass the message on. You know, just being out here and the feasibility studies that we've been doing, and as we've been beta testing, can I honestly tell you something, Dr. Wilson, that has blown my mind as a man in terms of this particular arena? Mm-hmm. We get better responses from men than we do women with a female product. And I'm learning most women don't care. I hate to say it this way, but I'm finding out most women, they already have a habit of what they do on a monthly basis, and they stick to it even though it's damaging to their body and the harms that they're in. I found out, and I used to always say, our product is for every woman. No, it's not. I've learned to realize it's not for every woman. Our product is only for the health conscious one. And if that woman is not health conscious, then our product is not going to register, even though our product is the same exact price of what they're paying on the shelf. I've realized that most women have a routine and they stick to it. And it doesn't matter how damaging, it doesn't matter how it affects them, they're not going to change courses. And that right there has been the most heartbreaking part that I've been seeing as I've been going around the globe carrying this message.
I am shaking my head, and I'll tell you why. Because when I hear that women are not as receptive as men, of course, that really stirs me up. But what I'm thinking is that there's a different way to reach different women. We are very, very detailed, very, very who we are, and one size does not fit all. That's true. But I know you said that you've done the studies, but I have great concern because I know women have a need, and many times they don't voice that need or they're not receptive to the way that it's been presented. And they have been, I'm one of them, we have been given so much damaging material over time. And sometimes it has also poisoned our minds. And we become brand conscious, even if it's the wrong brand. And sometimes we just need to be unbranded or debranded, whatever the word may be. We've got to take a pause here, but I want to talk about this, ladies, because for men to care more about our bodies than we care, or care more about this revolution or this movement than we do, there has to be a shift. There has to be. God knows it has to be. I got to take a pause, but I'm not done. I'll be right back with more on the Energy Bar with Damon Crump and Inspire. Hi, I'm Dr. Fay. Every day, millions and millions of women around the world are being exposed to dangerous chemicals through the use of their very personal private sanitary napkins. How is this happening where manufacturers are allowed to get away with this? An expert EPA report states that there are no safe levels for dioxin. So what are we to do about the use of sanitary napkins? There is a solution, abettersolutionforwomen.com. abettersolutionforwomen.com is a representative of Inspire Network, which is the manufacturer of Cherish, a very safe and biodegradable sanitary napkin. You can get your order in today at abettersolutionforwomen.com. That's abettersolutionforwomen.com. Let's fight back, ladies, with our buying power and be safe.
Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Well, here on the Energy Bar, this is a deep conversation when we get into a product of that's helping women to be more healthy, that we need to take a close look at and really begin to examine where we've been. Sometimes when, and I find this, Damon, even with battered women and abused women, that when you've been abused for so long, when something good comes along, it's hard to recognize it. And I believe what's required now is a total shift in consciousness, loving ourselves consciousness. And perhaps that should be a part of the message of the network, of the company, and of my messages that we bring here on the Energy Bar. And I was going through some of the testimonies here on, I believe this website is shopmycherish.com, and I believe that's part of Now I Know, N-O-W, Now We Know, is that it? .com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since having the opportunity to purchase Cherish sanitary napkins, I have not used any other sanitary napkins. I am in love with the product. It has helped me with my cramping in my stomach and legs, has shortened my cycle from 7 days to a 4-day cycle. That's enough to go down. I mean, it's to go by right now. I have 1 day of a heavy flow, and then the next 3 days are light days. No longer have to feel itchy and irritated, which is one more reason I hated wearing pads. Most women got away from pads because they were athletic or involved in activities that they just thought they were too bulky. And so they moved away from pads into tampons. But these products are actually bringing that back. And here's a testimony from the United Kingdom. Okay, we all know that the time of the month, TTOTM, is the worst. It's when our ovaries feel like they're being mutilated by a cheese grater. Oh my God. Before trying this brand, I struggled with primary. I don't even know what that word is. For several years, I used to take medication, and I don't know the name of that medication, 4 times a day for 7 days. And it caused severe cramping, discomfort, and pain. And this was premenstrual cramps. I know that's what that is. When I tried these premium sanitary napkins, I immediately felt them working. They got rid of the cramping, nausea, and other symptoms by the second day. By day two, I no longer needed any medication. The feminine flow got lighter, and by the seventh day, I was completely finished. These premium sanitary napkins are so soft and absorbent, I can't even feel them when I wear them. Wow, that's the second testimony. You can't feel them. I absolutely love this product and what it has done for me. And on, ladies and gentlemen, these testimonies continue to come in about these products. So it is to our benefit that we take a look at this, take a look at it closely, and begin to care more for our bodies. Damon.
I totally agree with you. And that's why I'm saying, you know, just listening as you were reading those testimonies, that's the part for me where it breaks my heart for women, because I'm saying, ladies, you have a better option. We're not saying we're the best option. We're just saying you have a better option for you to explore. Why wouldn't you take time to explore? You know, one of the things I've been getting from a lot of women is that, hey, listen, you know, I've been a tampon user, which that's one of the most damaging things a woman could ever put in her body. You know, and I'm talking about, ladies, do your own independent research on that. We're talking about TSS, toxic shock syndrome. We're talking about, just an epidemic of fibroids and tumors, because the blood is backing up in our women. And it's your body was designed during that time of month. It's designed to be a time of detoxification. It's a time for a woman to detox, to get all of the things out of her body on a monthly basis. And now it's being closed back in, you know, and I want, you know, women to do their own independent research. Don't take my word on it. Just go research dioxin, go research things like this. Dioxin is a cancer causing poison that all of this is causing. There's so many attachments to different things that's taking place. And I want to say this, and I got to honestly say this, those companies that make these products, they know this. And the reason why I'm saying they know this is because to them, it's a racket. It's a game that's being played with our women's lives. And now I'm going to, for about 30 seconds, I am going to get spiritual about it. Because if you research the prefix pharma, P-H-A-R-M-A, P-H-A-R-M-A, pharmaceuticals, pharmacy, in the Greek, that prefix means witchcraft or sorcery. So literally now, you're playing with women's lives. It's a game to you. So a woman cramping, a woman bleeding more, a woman having fibroids, a woman having tumor, you know, a woman getting cancer, things like that, that benefits the pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. We win, because now guess what that means? You got to buy more medicine. Mm-hmm. So now when you're cramping, you got to come get the Tylenol, the ibuprofen, the Midol, the 800 milligrams, all of these. When you got yeast infections and you need to be cleansed out, you got to come get the Diflucan. See, for them, it's a racket. It's a game. But for us, it's not. Because when you look at the fact that in the U.S. alone, according to the CDC, the United States is doing an average of 600,000 hysterectomies per year in the U.S., 70% of those are African-American women. So literally now the doctors are simply just yanking your womb out. Hey, that's the solution. Bad cramps, cycle is too rough, let's take your womb out. So now you got 25-year-old young ladies who can't have a family now. Mm-hmm. That part of their life is finished. And that's what breaks your heart. And for the women, you'd be pleading and you'd be like, ladies, just pay attention to the writing on the wall. You know, break your routine, you know, just a little bit, so that now you can enjoy the benefits. And then now it blesses my heart with so many men that testify and send us testimonies. They listen, I was an avid tampon user and I thought I would never stop, because just my lifestyle, I work, I'm in the corporate America. I just don't have time to change pads and moves. And now to know that these women have totally left that lane, and, you know, it's just full-fledged cherish in their lives. It's been a total blessing to us just to hear that, because at the end of the day, that's what's more important to us than the money, is to make sure that we're impacting lives in a positive way in terms of our women's health.
Excellent. You know, ladies, I'm thinking, and I don't know if any of you agree with me or disagree, but you can always email me either way at drfay@americaoutloud.com, and I will respond, because I want to know how you feel about a man talking about that time of the month to you. Does that make you uncomfortable? Are you closing the door because men are involved? Is that your hang up? Would you rather have a woman talk to you about it? Because I know the way we think. And if you are uncomfortable with that, then, you know, voice it. I'm uncomfortable with that. I'd rather have a woman approach me. I'd rather talk about this with my sisters, because it is a very intimate conversation. And I know that there are some millennials not the millennials so much as the baby boomers going, oh gosh, you're talking about that on your show. We talk about everything on this show. So this is just a fresh topic that we've not had the opportunity to really get into with anyone before, that was from a field that we felt that they really cared about women and cared about the issues facing women. And I believe it, Damon, I've said this for two decades, that there is a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy. I had friends in their 20s and 30s who were encouraged to have hysterectomies. And over and over and over again, I kept hearing it. And I thought, oh my God, something is wrong. There is a conspiracy to end an entire nation of people, an entire generation, to wipe out a certain ethnicity, you know, in my mind, because it kept happening over and over and over again. And so I agree that we have to stand up. And if we don't protect ourselves, who will? Who wants to, God protects us. Yes, I know that. But he also put wise counsel around us to encourage us. So get over the feeling of it's a man is talking about this. Get past all of that in your head, because this is about you. This is about your health. This is about your daughters and your sons having access to the right information that can revolutionize their lives. So I know we have feminine products, and what else do we have in the Nation of Inspire?
Well, as I said before, we have the four napkins. We have a total of 9 products. We have the day pads, night pads, overnight panty liners. We have the Max Life, which is a prostate product to help our men have a healthy prostate. We have our testosterone booster, which is called Empower, because many men that suffer with prostate issues, they have low T, low testosterone. That's what's so damaging as well. We have, our Taboo. Taboo is a product because many men that have prostate issues, they also have low T, which leads to ED, erectile dysfunction. So now we got marriages being restored, because now a man is able to get back in a good place without Taboo. But then we have Sweetest for our women who've been challenged because they've had low libido levels and things like that. So it's all natural. And all of these products are all natural. And then we have a product called Total Recall, which is a brain product, which is being taken for the potential prevention of Alzheimer's and dementia that many individuals are dealing with. And one of the things for us is that people have tried to get us to sell everything because, you know, Dr. Faye, when they realize these guys understand marketing, they're having great success. People have come with us with everything under the sun. But our company's tagline is mission-driven people. Our products have to have a mission. We don't just sell anything to sell. That doesn't work for us. We don't care how profitable it can be. It has to be mission driven. It has to be something that is going to help or help further progress someone in their health journey. And if it doesn't, we don't want to touch it. We don't have anything to do with it. But that's our line of products. And many people can go to incorporatecancer.com if they want to see our array of products, make any purchases. If they go to incorporatecancer.com, that would be a great place for them to start, where they can look at the products, see little videos on it, go through our website in terms of that, but then also make any purchases, and we'll ship the product straight to their front door. Back to you, Dr. Wilson.
Let me ask you this, because I heard the supplements and I read them online. How do you answer the question? There are many supplements out there for prostate. There's supplements out there for ED. What makes these products different?
Well, first of all of them are competitively priced about the same. Our products, because, you know, with the research we saw out there, because we understand the competitors for these different products, our products, too, was actually formulated by doctors. I'm not saying others haven't, but most of them have not. Most of them have been by a scientist who got in the lab and mixed it up. But we have two doctors who specializes in this field. And once again, I said one of them survived prostate cancer. That's who's behind the machine of formulating our process. But thirdly, our products were tested third party to some of the competitors out there. And ours came out with flying colors. Like one of the leading prostate products out there, I don't want to call the brand's name, but our product we discovered in an independent test had three times more beta testosterone than the leading competitor for prostate product. Now, that's their claim to fame, you know, the beta testosterone, which is very healthy for a man's prostate and colon. But now, once the testing came out, we had three times more than the competitor. So everyone that's been taking our products have been blown away by them, and they are flying off the shelves now because the testimonies are starting to fly about our products that we have now in terms of the supplements. And we don't talk about them a lot because we are so wrapped up in the Now We Know campaign and our cherished products that's been helping our women. But now they're starting to catch fire because people are recognizing that these products are very important to the success of men and women as well.
You know, the greatest marketing strategy is to have testimonies, because when people come back, they tell other people. Word of mouth is still powerful, even in our digital world. People post it, people share it, and it lingers out there with a digital footprint that outlasts many of our lives, for sure. And if you go there and you read these testimonies, ladies and gentlemen, you will see real people sharing their stories. And they're not cookie cutter testimonies. They're all unique and they're real. You can tell, I know real testimonies when they're posted online, and you can really see that. And you've heard Damond share with us his vision. You know, he's a real person who's gone through some stuff, and he's been through some fires, but he didn't let it define him. He continued to move forward with mission, with passion, and began to jointly build what has become and is becoming a very strong empire to help empower so many people around the world. And I am thrilled. I am thrilled about it. I'm really excited about the Inspire Network and what you guys are doing, Damond. And I'm so excited that you were able to get with us and take time. And he's traveling today, but he took time to pull over and to do this interview, because it is extremely important that we get the message out to even more people. Damond, so what's up next with you in these last minute or so? And the network.
We have a $50 million vision this year. And one of the things is international expansion. We're currently going into Jamaica. We're going into the Dominican Republic, Bermuda, Bahamas, Trinidad. Right now, Nigeria is on the map. These guys have called to us, so we've engaged in some serious talks. And we're going to be putting up our boutique stores all over the United States and the world, to where now a woman would be able to walk right in. And I'm talking about, it's going to be upscale stores, Dr. Wilson, with the beautiful couches, the cucumber water. It's going to be a store. We won't have a problem getting people in the store. We're going to have a problem getting them out, because it's going to be that amazing. And then we have phenomenal events. We have our first year anniversary celebration on May 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. We got people coming from all over the country and the world. Some of these foreign countries coming to celebrate with us. And we have our big event in Orlando, July 5th through the 8th, to where people are going to be able to come out and see our campaign. And we're going to be celebrating our women, that we have some women's panel. We have a women's gala, a big women's dinner that's going to take place on the night before, where these ladies will be able to come out with their gowns and different things taking place. All of this will be in Orlando, July 5th through the 7th. So we got a lot of things planned in terms of spreading the awareness and the vision. And we're working on our third run walk. We've already had two Now We Know run walks in Atlanta and Orlando, and now we're planning out 10 more cities so we can bring the awareness. And all of this is going to be done this year in 2018. Thank you so much for having us, Dr. Wilson.
Thank you for being here. That's Damon Crump, one of the founders of the Inspire Network. And again, you can go to In Corporate Cancer right now, incorporatecancer.com. Go there right now and learn more about these products, read the testimonies, watch the videos, and become connected with a mission-driven business. Look inside. Even if you are not, you do not want to affiliate like a business, definitely, definitely click on purchase. Get the products. I tell you what you do. Try it for yourself. Or pass it to your daughter, your niece, your neighbor's daughter. Pass it to your neighbor. Said, look, I found out about these products. I want you to try those to see if it works for her. That way you will have your own testimony, your own story. Never fear growth and never fear change. They're both inevitable if you press through the fires, the trials, and all of the things that will come at you. I wanted to do this interview today, not only from an entrepreneur perspective, but also because it's about women's health. It's about changing the world. And you guys know me, I am mission driven. And so I thank you for listening today. And I thank Damon Crump of the Inspire Network. Go there to End Corporate Cancer right now. I'm Dr. Faith. Thank you again for listening to The Energy Bar. You know that I am the 7-Eleven talk show host right here on AmericaOutLoud.com. I am here every day at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 days a week with The Energy Bar, back on Sundays for our faith-based Out Loud broadcast, Intentional. I look forward to your tuning in, and don't forget to write me at drfay@americaoutloud.com. Until next time, kisses and hugs. Be blessed and have an awesome day.